Hey everybody, this is Kurt Bruner, your host, and thanks for listening. I'm recording this edition of the podcast while we're in the midst of a conversation about how we draw our families into the Word of God and the Word of God into our families, into the everyday dynamic of family life, from when we're eating dinner together to when we're talking in the living room to when we're just driving in the car or in the minivan or in the SUV. But I want to zero into a conversation I just had with the Seeds worship team. They said some very helpful things about the power of music to drive the Word of God into our hearts. So you're going to hear me talking to three members of the Seeds worship ministry team, as well as some comments from Lydia Randall, who is a mom who uses the Seeds worship ministry in her own family.
Hi, I'm Philip.
And I'm Jessica, and we have five children. Maddie,
who's 16.
Sam,
who's 14.
Hannah,
who's 14.
Gabe,
who's 13.
And Isaiah,
who is 10.
Hey everybody, I'm Jason Hauser. I'm the founder of the Seeds Family Worship Ministry, and my wife Heidi and I, we have three children, Ben, who is 15, Brandon, who is 13, and our sweet redhead Abigail, who is 10.
You guys, in Deuteronomy 6, which we all know the passage, it says when you get up, when you lie down, when you walk along the path, I imagine you as musicians would say when you put in your earbuds, when you turn on the minivan CD player, right? How do we use music to make this whole idea of getting the scriptures into the hearts of our kids work?
It's amazing how God created music. I mean, the middle of the Bible is one giant song. But God wired us for music like he wired us for worship. And one of the things music helps us do is to memorize the words. From being converted, the youngest kids, from two-year-olds, really up to grandparents as a family, you can sing these songs. But then you're really hiding God's word, or as we say, you're storing up God's word in your heart.
I grew up, I had those memorization cards from whatever Bible study group I was in, and I'd drill and drill and drill, and I'd tape it to my mirror and so forth. But something about music makes it easier, doesn't it?
Music is a powerful tool. In memorizing something from a card, for example, I struggle with, but when it's put to music, it's amazing how easily and quickly I can memorize. And children and family are the same ways. And so the beautiful thing of music is that it makes God's word so easily accessible, and you memorize it without even realizing that you're memorizing it.
One of the things that we do is we approach the scriptures that we write music for is we try to create the emotional feeling or the context for that scripture. But we write our songs for families. They're not just for kids. We really think about the families when we're creating the songs, we're recording the songs. And so the Seeds music is written just from a contemporary worship style, like what you'd sing in a contemporary church. It's been amazing for us. People just share testimonies with how, that they've heard a scripture really in a different way, that God really taught them something because they listened to it over and over. And we're like, well, yeah, you're meditating. God's word tells us to meditate on his word. And when you're listening to these songs over and over, you're really meditating. And parents share with me that the kids ask questions. Well, what does it mean? The wages of sin is death. And a dad told me, he said, well, Daddy, what is a wage? And so it gives a context. The kids are listening to these songs, but then it creates the conversation. The kids are become curious, and it's really beautiful, the conversations that I've heard about that have happened because of listening to the scripture.
So we started listening to the Seeds worship CDs during lunch, and that's just part of our lunch routine at home. And so the other night, just as a mom, I was putting our little four-year-old to bed, and he was afraid and just having trouble going to sleep. And so we just sat and sang, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God." And we just sang it over and over again, and I could hear him on his monitor just singing that song about 30 minutes later as he was kind of starting to get nervous again, and he just, in his sweet little voice, was just singing God's truth and just fell asleep.
I am with you, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. So do not fear, for I am with you.
So our son Isaiah, who's 10, when if he gets up in the middle of the night, he's at that age where things are very scary to him. And so he'll come into our room in the middle of the night, and being our fifth child, we don't really rush to get out of bed and go take him back to his bed. So we'll pray with him, and then we'll just, as we're laying in bed, start singing Do Not Fear. And he'll sing it with us, and then we'll say, all right, I want you to walk back to your bed while you sing this song. Sing it as loud as you can. You can hear him walk all the way down the hall, and he'll get into his room, and I'll say, I can't hear you. And he would continue to sing, and he would just put himself back to bed, and I could hear him just singing "Do Not Fear" over and over. And finally, he'd come
One of our new songs that we're excited about is from Psalm 119, 9 through 11. It says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." So we're encouraging kids and their parents to store up God's word so they can have strength to follow Jesus and what he's told us to do.
So the Lord has given me the opportunity and the privilege to mentor a group of teenage girls along with my daughter. And even as I was singing in the studio, I was thinking about and praying over these girls this scripture, Proverbs 31:30, that a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
Who fears the Lord?
The reason our ministry is called Seeds is because what we want to do is plant the seeds of God's Word in families. And what we want to help you do as parents is to plant the seeds of God's Word in the hearts of your kids. This song that we want to give you is from Hebrews 4:12, and it talks about the power of God's Word in your family. It says, "The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." And so we just encourage you that every bit of work that you're doing, every sacrifice that you're making to do this is worth it, because it's going to yield a harvest of righteousness for your family.
The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. I love your word. I love your word, oh God. I love your word. I love your word. I love your word, oh God. I love your word. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
And we love
Want to give a special word of thanks to the Seeds Worship team. They've given as a gift one of their songs that can be downloaded. I encourage you to check out all their music. I think you'll find it as a real encouragement along this path of driving the Word of God into your family dynamic. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.